Why giving the signal tonight when it's Tzoy Shabbos? That's the right time. So people are going to make a mistake in such a case. Is Osi Limitoy, they'll make a mistake. Amri, they're not going to know what to say. Will they say, Hi Chosru, maybe really Friday was Rosh Chodesh. Maybe Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day, and last month was the Chos was on the 29th day. I, if so, Vahai de lo yavad miyasmum, how come they didn't light the sign last night? Mishum de lo yavsha, last night was Friday night Shabbos, they can't do it. I do, but they have a doubt, maybe no. Maybe Molihu. Maybe Tank of the month was 30 days last month. And today on Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh. The 31st day was Rosh Chodesh. Oh, the Zman Yovid? Of Doit. And the Tank of doing it now when they give out the signals, Mishle Shabbos, that is the right time. But since we have a doubt if they're doing the right or not, which day will be Rosh Chodesh, that's why they had to make up the corner only 1 month, only one time to give a signal. So now the signals only go out if the last month was a Chosr. In other words, when the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, then they're going to give out signals. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on the 31st day, there's no signals. So now there's no problem now. Even if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday, and Friday was the 30th day, they're going to give signals, Moitzoy Shabbos. So everybody's going to know that this month was Rosh Chodesh on Friday. Because how can you give out signals? It has to be that last month was a chaser on 29 days, and Rosh Chodesh came out on Friday. And they'll understand the reason why you didn't light the night before, because it was Shabbos. Because if Rosh Chodesh was really on Shabbos, the 31st day, that the corner is now, whenever the last month was a mole, was 30 days. And this Rosh Chodesh is first on the 31st day, there's no reason to light candles to give out the signals. So now it's a perfect system. That whenever there are signals, it's a raya that last month was chaser. The 30th day is Rosh Chodesh. And whenever they don't give out signals, they'll know the 31st day was Rosh Chodesh. That's why they had to make this system. The only Chosar gets the signal and not the Moli. So if it comes out on a Friday, they'll still know exactly what's what. Fratikamara, good. So we understand why you have to do in 1 month, one case yes, one case not. But how do you know to pick to put the signals on the Chosar? Maybe put the signals on the Moli. Fratikamara, the Levid, they not. No, Fratikamara, not the Kashna. The Levid, Vaita, Dena, Moli, Ben, Chosar. No, let's still do it every month. Whether the month was 30 days, whether the month was 29 days, still let's put the signals. You have a question, Nikloi Rosh Chodesh, Vera Shabbos. You have a problem when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday, and Friday is the 30th day. Then you have a problem, you don't know what to do. I'll tell you, Renechanami, Lelevet Klau. In such a case, the answer will be, don't give any signals at all. So again, people will know. Like maybe really every single month you give out signals. Whether it's the 30th day or the 31st day, give out signals. There's only one time we're not going to give out a signal. That's if Rosh Chodesh came out on Friday. And Friday is the 30th day. So now, sir, Friday by night, you can't give out signals. To wait till Moitzoy Shabbos to give out signals, also you can't do, because then they'll think that maybe the 31st day was Rosh Chodesh. So in this month, you know what you do? Don't give any signals. So people will know Rosh Chodesh was Friday. They also they won't make any mistakes now. There'll be such a corner like that. That when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday, the 30th day, there's going to be no signals this month. So people will know. If there are signals this month, even when Friday and Shabbos, people know there are signals because Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos, and Moitzoy Shabbos, the 31st day by night, you give out signals. But if there be no signals this month, everybody also would know what to do. So again, it's a kasha, make the signals both months, every month, and this case won't be a problem. And the Gemara, Amole made the idea, Moitzoy Shabbos, the Avdinan, if I levit ben amole ben achoser, v'chi mitle rosh chodesh bera shabbos a levit, klal. So the Gemara name v'chivon le'avdina mitzoy shabbos v'avdina amole maybe idea the chosru. This is all part of the kasha now. People will know in this case also. Hey, since every mole when it's 31st day, we also give out signs. So how come this month we didn't give out signs? It has to be because this month rosh chodesh was on Friday, was a chosru, and on Friday you couldn't do it. That's why they don't do it. Gemara says, no, that's not a good answer. Even if so, they'll still make a mistake. Amr, they'll say like this. In the case, again, when Friday was the 30th day and Shabbos is the 31st day. So it's a doubt, which day was Rosh Chodesh? Was Friday or Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? So you're telling us, even on the Tzad, Friday was Rosh Chodesh, the answer is, don't give any signals. So since there were no signals this month, they'll know the reason why there were no signals, because Rosh Chodesh was on Friday. Gemara says, no, they'll still make a mistake. They'll say, really, hi, Molihu. They'll still maybe make a mistake and think this month was a Moli. Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, how come it's Tzoy Shabbos, they didn't give out the signals? The hi, the layavdi, is nusi, yodi, is nusi.
I tell you, they're an honest, like Rashi says. They were drinking too much on Shabbos, and they got shikr. So by night, Mitzvah Shabbos, they couldn't do it. Rashi just knew, say, the shikr is Shomishra Shabbos.
Shabbos, in you to drink. In your simcha on Shabbos, Einik Shabbos.
So maybe they were drinking and have a good Shalosh Shudas. They were drinking too much Shalosh Shudas. And they came Mitzvah Shabbos, they couldn't light the signal. So maybe they'll still make a mistake.
The people of Gerla will still have a doubt. Maybe really Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos. Aye, how come there's no signals now? They got shikr, they couldn't do it.
So now the Rabbanim didn't like this eitzah. Yes, the Rabbanim made it, the corner was always, we only light it on one time. Either a chaser or else a moly. So we're picking a chaser now. When the month is a chaser, that's when we light. And Mela will know, even if you can't light Friday night, you light Mitzvah Shabbos. Now people will know for sure. If it was a moly, then there's no reason to light. Since they're lighting the signals now Mitzvah Shabbos, the people will know that Friday was a chaser.
So true, you have to do one, you can't do both. But why do you pick to make the signals on the chosar on the month that comes out on the 30th day? Maybe make the signals on the month if Rosh Chodesh comes out the 31st day. Make it on the Molei, on the full month. The last month was 30 days. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on the 31st day, that's the time to make signals. Like, how do you know which way to pick? So Mara says the reason why. Maybe only make it on the Molei. But on the Chosar, the month was only 29 days. The 30th was Rosh Chodesh. Don't make signals altogether. Rabbi says like this. Mishum ditu malocho liyam shnei yomim. Because of Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is going to be a problem like this. If you're going to tell me you only make the signals on a mole, that means, let's say Rosh Hashanah came out on Yom Shleshim, on the 30th day. Let's say we have a doubt. How many days is Elul going to be? Is Elul going to be 30 days? Or Elul going to be 29 days? So when it comes to the 30th day of Elul, the Bnei Goyla have to keep Rosh Hashanah in Asafik. Because they don't know. They don't know if Bezer was Mekadosh to Chodesh today. So they don't know if the 30th day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah or not. So they have to for sure keep the 30th day for Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to the 31st day, they also have to keep the 31st day. Because they have a doubt, maybe today is Rosh Hashanah. So the corner is like this. If you tell me now you're going to make the signals on a Chosar, so if you make it on a Chosar the earliest month, let's say Rosh Hashanah really was on the 30th day. That was Rosh Hashanah. So they come out now on Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day by night, they're going to start to give signals. So the Bnei HaGoyla are going to know now that the 31st day they don't have to keep Rosh Hashanah. So you're going to help them out, they won't have to keep an extra day on Rosh Hashanah this way. So it's kedai to give the signals on the Chosar month, because when Rosh Hashanah comes out on the 30th day, you'll be able to notify the Bnei HaGoyla that the 31st day is not Rosh Hashanah. Whereas if the Takana is, you only give out signs on a Molech. But on the Chosar months, we don't give out signs anyway. We never give out signs. So like this. Let's say Rosh Hashanah was on the 30th day. So the Bnei HaGoyla are not going to find out about this. Because on the Chosar, they don't make signals altogether. So when are they first going to realize that it was a Chosar? They have to wait for the 31st day. Because they have to have doubt. Maybe the 31st day was Rosh Hashanah. And maybe on Mitzvah, the 31st day, there'll be signals. So maybe they're not going to know for sure what's doing until after the 31st day. That's why the Rabbanan and Rabbi make the Vekona that put out the signals on the month that's a Chosar. When the month that's a Chosar, now the Bnei Goyla will find out, at least this month, not to keep 2 days. In other words, when Rosh Hashanah came out on the 30th day, so the Bnei Goyla are going to find out about it the 30th day by night. Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, they're going to find out about it. So they'll know that the second day they don't have to keep anymore. So maybe to help out the Bnei Goyla, not to always have to keep 2 days, it's kedai to make the signal on the Chosar month and not on the Moly month. When Rosh Hashanah came out on the 31st day, then Bnei Goyla are going to have to keep 2 days. They'll never find out about it, true. But I call upon if you gain this way, then when it comes out on the 30th day, they'll at least find out about it by the 31st day. They'll know they don't have to keep it for Rosh Hashanah. By the Ketzin Hoyim Asiyah Masoyis, how did they make these torches? Mevi and Klunsoyis, they brought big cedar, big poles of cedar wood, and they put reeds on it and flax, and they made a torch out of it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Dalad Minei Arozen Heim. Shnel, there are 4 different types of cedar trees. There are 4 different types of arozen. Erez is one, Kasrum is another one, Echem is another type of the cedar wood, and Barush. That's another type. There are 4 different types of cedar woods. Kitrum, what's Kitrum? Amar Rav, Rav says Adra. That's the tree called Adra. We had this before in the Gemara, that if you want to put a good sign at the end of your karka to know it belongs to you, plant this tree, the Adra. Like Rashi says, Omar Rav Adra, Kach Shein Milu, that's the name of the tree.
So the Armenian Masechta Deya, Yitu Ben Adar. We have the Gemara Deya, if you want to keep your carcass that belongs to you, plant this tree called Adar.
It's a nice big tree. You can't uproot it. And everybody is going to know that your field has the Adar tree in it. So nobody can steal the field from you. Everybody would always know this is your tree, your field.
Divei Reb Shili Amri Mavliga. They said, no, you know what Katram is? That's the Mavliga tree, a different type of a tree. The Amri Lon, some say, Zul Gumish. That's what this type of a tree, the Kitram is the Gumish tree. Now the Gemara says, O Pligi the Rabba Bar Ravuna. Hey, so Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabba Bar Ravuna. Yehuda first said there are only four different types of arozim, of cedar trees. Now, Rabba Bar Ravuna says more than that. The Yama Rabba Bar Ravuna, Amri Bei Rav, he said over the Beis Medrash of Rav, that Asoro Mini Arozimain. There are 10 different cedar trees. Not 4, but 10 different types. Shenem Raposik and Shayo, Eten Ba Midbar Erez. I'll give you back in the Midbar Erez. Shita, another tree. Fahadas, the third one. Vihem, and the fourth one. Oshim, the fifth one. Ba'arova, the sixth one. Barush, and Tidhor, Utaashur, Yachtov. All these together. So Titsa, the Posik says here, how many Erez? One, Shita, two, Adas, three, Hashem, four. Oshim, five. Ba'arova, six. Bora 7, Tidur is 8, Tarsher 9. You have 9 so far. A Yachtav is 10. Kitzi, you have 10 here. So Mar says like this. Erez is Arza. Erez, the first pasuk here, the first word means Arza, that's cedar. Shita, that's Tunisa. Another type, Rashi, Peniya Balaz, that type of a tree. Hadas is Asa. H Shemen Afarsman. That's what this type of a tree is. Afarsman, that's a tree that has a lot of sap inside it. There's like Shemen inside the tree. Barush, that's Barsa. Tidhor, that's Shagra. Toshu, that's Shurina. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what Toshu is the last one. Then the Pasuk says, yeah. So at the Gemara, Hani Shivhev, there's only 7 of them here. You only have 7. One second. Just the Gemara says, Hani Shiv, there's only 7 here. Maybe true. Maybe the last 3 go together. It's like Yachtav go together, you only have 7. So the Gemara, Kiyosu Ravdimi, Omar. Hoisifu Aleyem Enechnami. He knew to add another 3 trees. Alunim. Al-Munim, and Al-Mugim, another 3 different types of cedar trees. Al-Lunim, what's Al-Lunim? That's Butni. Al-Munim, that's Bluti. And Al-Mugim, that's Kasisa, this type of a tree. All these are the same. There are 10 different big cedar trees. Ikabiyam is something like this. The last 3 was Arunim, Armunim, and Al-Mugim. Arunim, that's Ori. Armunim, that's Dulvi. And Al-Mugim, that's Kasisa. That's the 3 extra new trees we add on to the Cheshbon to get 10 different cedar trees. Pasuk says in Yeshayo, V'tzir Adir Le'evrenu. Tzir Adir, a big ship, won't be able to go over this. So Rashi says, it's talking about V'tzir Adir Le'evrenu, Le'nachal She'osid Lotz in the Beis HaMikdash. We have all the Gemara's about this, and Lotz Lobo from the Beis HaMikdash is going to start to come out from the Kodesh HaKadosh from a small flow of water. And every few, like a mill, go away, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, this nachal, so far away, it'll be so strong and so swift the water, that even a big ship won't be able to go over it. The Tirad Le'evrenu, a big ship won't be able to go over this nachal that's going to come out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Omar Rav says, Zu Bruni Gedela, that means a big ship. Trashi Svina, Shekurim, the Rumnish, won't be able to go over it. Tamar says now, Heichi Avdu. Trashi says, Oysa Bruni Gedela Lamayavidi. What's the purpose of making this big ship? What do we want the big ship here for? Gemara says like this. That one of these trees, it grows underneath the ocean. You have to pull it out from the ocean. So how do you uproot the tree out of the ocean? You have to get down to the bottom and uproot it. So how do you do it? So the kids, what they did was, they took a ship and they stuffed it up with tons of sand till the ship finally sunk, went all the way down to the bottom. When it got down to the bottom, they tied a rope onto the tree and then they took off the sand off the ship. And when the ship starts to come up again, it pulled off the tree. That's what they did. Mar says here, Heavy of the Maisi Shis Al Tegavri. They took 6,000 people. The Trace Yach, it took them 12 months. Shasa, 12 months a year. The Yarmul of Samse Faket was Trace Al Tegavri. It took 12,000 people. The Shis Yach, they did this job in 6 months. 12,000 people worked together for 6 months to get this tree out of the ocean, out of the river. Now, Shagavri Shis Yach. What they did was they filled it up with sand. Ad the shochni until it starts to sink. The noch yeah, Rashi ad the shochni shulayu shuchten the kakois until the ground of the ship reached the karka.
Hayoin. If your den or nearest Lamayim didn't sink altogether, it was still near on top. Minamayim. So it didn't sink. If it would sink, it wouldn't come up again. It was still above the water. The Bemokim Shalmugim Gedilim, they wanted to get the tree Almugim, they wanted to get out. This cedar tree, the Almugim, grows underneath the river. Now, at the place where the Almugim grows, the Yam, the ocean, Ein Yam Omekokach. There, the Yam is not so deep. So, Melo, they sunk, they got the ship to touch the ground. They didn't have to sink the ship. The ship tackle is still above the water, just they filled it up with a lot of tons of sand till the ship hit bottom. Now, when it hit bottom, the Nochis Bar Amuna, a sea diver went out, dived in. Shashi Bar Amuna. Melumid Loship in Horus. The guy that knows how to swim underneath the water. Sea diver. The Kotar Atuni de Kitna Bekissa. He tied up this string made out of flax, Kitna. Bekissa. He tied it onto the tree. He tied it onto the Almuga tree. The Kotar Lubisafinta. The other side of the rope he tied onto the ship. That's what he did. Now that he had it all tied up, the Natli Chola. Now they started to took the sand out of the ship. They pulled the sand out of the ship. They shot the Levroy and threw the sand on the side. The Kama David Lion, now when the ship started to come up, Okra, it uprooted the tree also. Omasya, and they got the tree, up. That's how they got the tree up. Shashi Makota Ratum de Kitna, Chavim Tishna used strings of flax. Shen Koshin is very hard, very strong. Linotek, Makosha Rashi Yakud, Besherish Elon, one end of the string, they tied onto the roots of the tree, the Almugim. Rosh Yech of the Bruni, and the other side of the string they tied onto the ship. And now Vishakli Hana Gavri Chola, now the 12,000 men started to dig out the sand from the ship, 12,000 men, the Sfinta, the Shadal Avroi, and they threw the sand outside the ship, the Yaila, and now the ship starts to come up again. The Kanajan, how big the ship was, that it took 12,000 people to work for 6 months. 3 months of time, they were digging to fill it up with sand, and then 3 months done do it. So it must have been a pretty big ship. So such a big ship they use for the purpose of picking up these trees. The Pasuk says this big ship won't be able to go through this Nachal. Right to Mechalef. Al-Chad trained the Kasper. Mechalef Al-Chad trained the Kasper. It was worth twice as much as that the amount of silver would be. You know, there was a big tree in the summer. There was a big hunk of wood that was worth twice the amount of what silver its size would be worth. That's how much the wood was worth. Al-Khad trained the Kasper, one out of two measurements of silver. Now, Tlosa Parvot to heaven, there were three different ports. Tarti Bay Army, two of them were by the Romans. V'chod the Bay Parsoi, one was by Persia. The Bay Army, the one was by the Roman. Maskon Kethisa, by that port used to get this tree called Kethisa. The Bay Parsa, by the port by the Persians, Masek Maganisa. They used to get the other tree called Maganisa. Or Mekaya Parvote Dimash Mihig. They used to call this port, in the stomach of the Persians, the port of Dimash Mihig, was a very rich place, the stomach. Rashi. On the Kaim Pavate Mishayim, Oysa Shapasoya Nikrois Nemos Nomos Shomelucha. That was called like the Nemo, that was called like the port of the Melucha. And since they had such expensive wood getting up there, was very expensive.
All right, turn over. All right, turn over.
Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Shita v'Shita shenotlu notlam Yerushalayim, any type of cedar tree, the Shita is also one of the cedar trees, that the Goyim took out from Yerushalayim, is also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'achzir lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu later in the future will give it back to Yerushalayim. Shneimer the pasuk says Eten ban Midbar, I'll give back is Erez Shita. V'yein Midbar el Yishlayim. This pasuk now in Yeshayahu was talking about Yishlayim. Some lost lovei from Yeshayah time the Kosh Baruch will give back to Yishlayim these different type of cedar trees. Shneimer Tzion Midbar Hoifer. V'yamer Rabbi Yechanan Kol Haloi Mit Torah V'yein Malamda. Whoever learns Torah doesn't teach it. Is Doima La Hadas ban Midbar. Is Doima a beautiful Hadas that smells those very good. But it's in the Midbar, in the wilderness, who uses it? It's useless. So if you learn Torah, you don't teach it to other people, it's like useless. Each of the Amish, something means like this. Kol ha'loy me Torah, umalamda. The opposite, it's a shvach. Whoever learns Torah and teaches it to other people, b'mokim shem tamachochem. In a place that there's no tamachochem there. You're in a place nobody else knows how to learn, and you teach people there. Is doy malahadas pa Midbar.
you're doing to mamish a beautiful hadash tree in the midbar, to yechoviv, that it's dear. Mamish is the most dearest thing there is. It's a beautiful tree by itself. And if somebody finds it in the midbar, how much more and more beautiful it is. The Yomer Rabbi Yechonim, oil lehem le'evik yechovim, shein lehem takona. They can't fix up, the goyim have no takona, they can't be fixed up, they're finished. Shilyam HaPosik says, tachas ha'nechoy sheyes ovizov, if you lost some copper, don't worry, I'll give you back gold. V'tachas ha'barzel ovi kesef, if you lost some barzel metal, I'll give you back silver. V'tachas ha'itzim nechoyshes, if you lost wood, I'll give you back nechoyshes, copper. V'tachas ha'avonim barzel, instead of stones, I'll give you back barzel, give you back metal. V'tachas Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirot, not that the goyim killed the Akiva v'chaveirot, ma'mevin, you can't bring it back. In other words, with the destruction the goyim did, there's no takon, it can't be fixed up. The aleim who I'm on the goyim, the pasuk says, "V'notisi donim lo nakisi." Hashem won't forgive the goyim for what they killed out the tzaddikim. Not that they killed out the tzaddikim, but sorry, Arugim Malchus, they won't be forgiven for that. We didn't get back their replacements. But then the Mishnah says, "Umein hoy masim asoyis." Where did they light these torches on top of the mountains? Only Beis Abultin. The last one was Beis Bultin. That was the last mountain they were. My Beis Bultin. What does it mean, Beis Bultin? Rav says, "Zubiram." That's the name. That's